what you thought. I can't stop thinking about Socialism 2016. It was the first time I attended, and I was so impressed with the passion, strategy, knowledge, and awareness of people's situation which was expressed by all the speakers and the response from members. Organizing such an event is a tall order and there was nothing that was left out, truly brilliant. I became a member of the Socialist Party straight away. Marian O'Brien, new member, West London. What a weekend of lively debate and fun. The sessions I attended were informative and interesting and there's never a dull moment at Socialism. Sally Griffiths, Salford. I was hugely impressed by all of the speakers at the rallies and the enthusiasm and passion shown by the large crowds. It was really uplifting and inspiring to see so many people who are dedicated to driving real social change in one place, and these rallies had a real rock concert atmosphere. Roll on Socialism 2017. James Hinchcliffe, Manchester. The Saturday night rally was best for a long time. It's great to celebrate victories like Butterfield's, hear about the work of our comrades in US and their immediate bold response to Trump's election. It was heartening to rally either, not with Spanish comrades, and wonderful to see so many talented and dedicated young comrades. Our younger visitors thought the crush was great, like being on holiday. Heather Rowling, Leicester. Socialism 2016 was one of the best events I've ever attended. It was very inspiring to hear activists from around Britain and the world. I was particularly moved by the heroic Butterfield's housing campaigners who spoke about their victory. And as a disabled member, I had the chance to discuss disability issues in times of austerity. Amelia, Tower Hamlets, East London. As a fairly new member of the Socialist Party, this was my first Socialism weekend, and I was certainly very impressed. It was excellent to be part of a vibrant celebration of socialist thought and to listen to and interact with a wide range of people and opinion. The highlight for me was Saturday's discussion around TUSC and our relationship with the Labour Party, with Dave Nellist, TUSC National Chair, and RMT President Sean Hoyle as speakers. Greg Price, Manchester. As this was my first socialism event, I didn't really know what to expect. The discussions taught me a lot and opened my mind to new ideas. The passion and motivation of speakers surrounding their chosen topics was heartwarming, and it was amazing to see such meaningful and civilized discussion between comrades. I started the weekend with doubts about joining the Socialist Party, but due to the welcoming atmosphere and a sincere desire by all comrades to engage in politics and to genuinely take action in changing the problematic world we live in, I see now that there is no other party that shares the same viewpoints and ideas as me, and so have been swayed to join. Wajaya, West Midlands. Attending Socialism 2016 has been a truly inspiring experience for me. At a time when capitalism is only capable of offering us cuts, austerity, unemployment and a future of misery for the majority, the program and ideas of revolutionary Marxism are proving to be tremendously relevant as a way out of the problems faced by youth and the working class. Socialism 2016 has given me a deeper understanding of the methods and traditions of militant. See you again at Socialism 2017. Alberto Fernandez, Izquierda Revolucionaria and Stoke Socialist Party. We have the ideas, drive, and passion to do something significant to the world. I'm beyond inspired to help our people and be educated through our daily struggle. Rebecca Story, Northumbria University. As a new member, it has been a great place to get a better understanding of the party and socialism as a whole. After Donald Trump's election, I needed something to lift the gloom, and this weekend has done just that. A valuable experience with the added benefit of being thoroughly enjoyable. Scene Laws, South Tyne and Wear.